For Little Friends, Jeremy John the Wiggler by Marianne Wilson McKnight. It shouldn't be hard to sit tall in my seat, to listen politely, to quiet my feet. It shouldn't be hard, even though I am small, to think about Jesus, not hard at all. Children's Songbook, page 71. Jeremy John was a wiggler. When he sat on the front row in primary, he wiggled. When it was singing time, he wiggled. Even when he listened to his sunbeam teacher, Sister Carden, give a lesson, he wiggled. "Jeremy John," his teacher would say, "please stop wiggling." He tried to sit still. He really did. But then his legs would start swinging back and forth, back and forth, and before he knew it, he was wiggling again. Then one Sunday, Sister Carden said, "Boys and girls, I have a special Book of Mormon story to tell you." Jeremy John liked stories. He scooted his chair a little closer to his teacher. "This story is about Jesus Christ visiting the Nephites," she said. Jeremy John really loved stories about Jesus, so he scooted his chair even closer. "Jesus Christ taught the Nephites many wonderful things," Sister Carden said. "The people loved to listen to him, and they loved to be near him." She held up a picture of the Savior blessing the children. "He had all the children come to him," she said. "He took them one by one, and he prayed for them and blessed them." Jeremy John could see that his teacher's eyes were shiny with tears as she said, "Jesus Christ loves every child. He loves you." Jeremy John felt cozy and warm inside, just like he felt when he snuggled up in his fuzzy green blanket. How he wished he could have been there with Jesus! He looked at the picture again. There, sitting beside Jesus, was a little boy with curly hair, just like Jeremy John's. The boy was sitting very, very still, looking up at Jesus. "I could do that," Jeremy John thought. "I could sit still if I were sitting by Jesus." All of a sudden, he knew how to stop being a wiggler. Now, whenever he sits in primary, he imagines that Jesus is sitting right beside him. Peanut Butter Bugs by Carol Russell. You may need assistance with this activity. 1/2 cup peanut butter, 1/2 cup honey, 1/2 cup cocoa mix, 1 cup peanuts, 1/2 cup sunflower seeds, 1 cup toasted wheat germ, 1 cup coconut, pretzel sticks, and tiny cinnamon candies. 1. In a medium bowl, mix all the ingredients together except the coconut, pretzel sticks, and cinnamon candies. 2. With clean hands, form the mixture into walnut-sized balls. 3. Spread the coconut on a dinner plate. Roll the balls in the coconut to coat. 4. Follow the picture to make each bug. Store them in the refrigerator until ready to serve. Narrator's note: the pretzel sticks are used as antenna on the peanut butter bugs. The dog bone reindeer ornament and the peanut butter bugs pictures are located on page 34. End of narrator's note. Baby Jesus Book by Susan B. Mitchell. Pictures accompany this text. You may need assistance to assemble this book. Little baby Jesus had no place to rest his head, so Mary wrapped him tenderly and held him close instead. Underneath the brightest star, Joseph took clean hay to make a little manger bed where baby Jesus lay. End of the section for Little Friends.